Hello, everybody. Today I will be discussing impaired healthcare utilization that's exacerbated by an uninsured, underinsured condition among minority populations, exemplifying high-risk sexual behaviors. I have no relationships to disclose. Okay, we're going to do an overview first. I'm going to discuss the public health importance of an uninsured, underinsured condition. We're going to discuss the effect of this condition on healthcare and explore the relationship between risk and health outcomes that can be exacerbated by an uninsured, underinsured condition. I'll give a brief description of the cases and places study, which is the data set where the analysis came from. I'll present the findings in light of an uninsured, underinsured condition. And lastly, we'll discuss the societal impact of an uninsured condition uninsured and underinsured condition and how this affects social injustice. So what is an uninsured, underinsured condition, and what are the contributors? Of course, unemployment would be something that we would expect. Individuals who are unemployed don't have access to those who are employed, given most people's insurance policies come from their jobs. Those who are low income, they may not be able to afford the co-pays and the cost incurred when trying to access care. In regards to ethnicity, an uninsured, underinsured condition is accompanied by high rates of poverty, disproportionately affecting African Americans at a 20% higher rate in comparison to Caucasians. A compromised health status is also a contributor to an uninsured, underinsured condition. As we know, with pre-existing conditions, oftentimes it's difficult to secure an adequate insurance policy. These contributors have a causal relationship with healthcare use. 6.8 to 24.6% of people aged 18 to 64 years in the U.S. were uninsured in 1995. The U.S. Census Bureau identified 41.2 million, which is 14.6% of Americans, without health insurance, and we've seen a 0.4 increase since 2000. 91.1 million Americans are either uninsured or underinsured. Lastly, in the great state of Texas, in 2004, we led the nation in uninsured state residents. Not very proud of that, but proud to be a Texan. So who are the uninsured and underinsured? The vulnerable populations, as would be expected. Children, those of low income, minorities, and those with compromised health status. Those who do have a compromised health status are 4 times more likely to require hospital admissions. And this population is also more likely to require non-emergent care for chronic diseases such as diabetes, hypertension, health disparities that require consistent healthcare use. So this shows the flow of risk-related behaviors to outcomes. Within the cases and places study, the behavioral determinants that we chose for this analysis was low income, public assistance, homelessness, and symptoms of depression. Those factors with an additive component of sexual risk, which is assessed by HIV testing, douching, condom use, and sexual orientation, and you add an uninsured condition on top of that, which can describe fuels. Uninsured conditions can fuel delays to care and hinder use of preventive measures, such as early detection and treatment. All three components together attribute to poor healthcare use, as we would expect, which can result in underutilization of preventive care and lack of consistency in care. And when we're not using healthcare the way we need it, poor health outcomes are inevitable. And some of those outcomes are premature mortality, disease progression, diminished quality of life, and chronic diseases that aren't managed. So I'll give a brief description of the cases and places study. The cases and places study had 2 arms. One was the cases, and these were women that were recruited from 2 local STD clinics. All of these women experienced an STD diagnosis at the clinic. And we had places who were people recruited from low-risk and high-risk venues in the state of Texas. There were 57 women that were recruited under the cases arm, 158 participants under the places arm, 66 were men, 92 were women. This is a behavioral environmental surveillance study assessing factors related to gonorrhea transmission among a high-risk population. And there were 119 survey questions. Of course, this study was approved by our Center for the Protection of Human Subjects at the University of Texas Health Science Center, and all participants received a $30 to $40 incentive for a 30-minute interview. So this is our frequency analysis of the demographics. As you can see in red, the majority of the population were women aged 31 years or older of African-American descent, and with a high school or GED level of education, with a household income of less than $1,500 a month. And here, with the recruitment sites, you see the stratification, and it was pretty evenly distributed among sites. So these are the logistic regression findings. I'm not gonna go into the odds ratios, but I'll discuss what the findings illustrated. Participants reporting no income were associated with not having a usual source of care. Similarly, those reporting no income were more likely to report delayed medical care. Those who reported no history of homelessness were more likely not to delay medical care, and women reporting symptoms of depression were more likely to delay medical care. I have the five symptoms of depression listed. Trouble sleeping was the only symptom of depression that did not show a significant correlation to delayed medical care. We discussed this. You know, the majority of the findings relate to the African-American women that are 31 years of age or older, GED level of education with low income. Thus, the relationship between behavioral risks and outcomes largely affect this demographic. In summary, the exacerbation of this relationship by an underinsured condition likely impacts African-American women 31 years of older at a higher level rate than other members of the population. Ew, that's not supposed to look like that. Okay. So exploring the correlations, lack of income, as I stated, was related to no usual source of care and or delayed medical care. And this is something we will understand because with no income, you have a lack of means to access care. Lack of income or appropriate income predisposes this population to poor management of chronic diseases, disease progression, which could have been averted by preventive measures, and excessive emergency department visits for non-emergent conditions, which also attributes to the overcrowding in the ED. So people who are presenting with emergent diseases or emergent conditions, the overcrowding actually compromises their level of care. So there was no association between history of homelessness, no history of homelessness, and there was an association between no history of homelessness and no delay in medical care, which suggests that those who have no history of homelessness have the basic necessities of life, shelter, employment, income, and they're more likely to have insurance. So it shows that having the basic necessities of life has a protective effect to delays in medical care. In regards to symptoms of depression, there was a direct correlation to delayed medical care. Those experiencing symptoms of depression are more likely to have low self-esteem, which impedes the value of the physical health. Just self-value, they have low self-esteem, self-value is compromised. And self-esteem, with low self-esteem, the willingness to preserve health is also compromised. An uninsured, underinsured condition is, we could see how that would be related to feelings of worthlessness, feelings of hopelessness. You have no way to insure your health. In this situation, since a large number of the women received the STI diagnosis on that day, it's likely that this also attributed to their feelings of worthlessness and feelings of hopelessness, so that is a limitation to the finding. Lastly, the societal impact. We see that in 2010, those who have the uninsured, underinsured condition are oftentimes minorities, those of low income and limited education. Historical health inequities are prevalent today and are more evident among the uninsured and uninsured population. Low income and symptoms of depression are predictors of poor health care utilization among at-risk African-American women with limited education in regards to this study population that took place in Texas. It's vital that we address these injustices in order to provide an opportunity for the underinsured and uninsured populations to have a healthy, fulfilling quality of life. And that is it. Questions at the end?